This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Since the 11th of September, many American news organizations have adorned themselves in patriotic imagery, even as reporters struggle with the government to get basic information about the American-led military campaign against Afghanistan and the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Marvin Kalb is a former network television correspondent who directs the Washington office of Harvard's Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy. He says journalists show their patriotism best by telling the truth.
The responsibility of journalism to try to get as close to the truth as possible, pass it on as quickly, as fairly, as honestly as the journalist can to the public. In this particular case, we get to a matter of sources, and most of the information comes from U.S. government sources. But as we have learned from any number of other both political and military crises in the past, government may, under certain pressures, withhold information, mislead the public, and outright lie to the public. So it's the responsibility of the journalist to be as close to the truth as possible.
Are things a little different now? Do you see journalists perhaps declaring themselves more openly on the side of the government, and is there anything wrong with that? That is, are we now all Americans?
We are all Americans, and I think when America goes off to war, journalism goes off to war too. However, a matter of overarching patriotism that now infects just about every single thing that is broadcast and that is published. Journalists can be as patriotic as anybody else when they hold and subject any government handout, any government statement, pronouncement from any government official up to what might be called the sunlight of honest and truthful inquiry, and then report the facts. That is patriotism at the highest level for a journalist.
But there are reports now of journalists being criticized very sharply, drawing thousands of emails just on the basis of what they write, which some people interpret as being critical of the administration or critical of this country's policies.
And this is the great difficulty that we have, because it is a difficult act right now of balancing sensitivity of the public mood up against the responsibility, the professional responsibility, to be critical if necessary, to be skeptical of a statement, to be curious about a statement and the background. That is the responsibility of a free press in a free society.
A couple of days ago, the president's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, called television network executives and asked them not to play this tape that Osama bin Laden had made, not to carry it on the air anymore. Is it a correct response for television executives to say, okay, Ms. Rice, if the government doesn't want us to air this tape, we won't do it?
I think that that is a great mistake on the part of the television networks for two reasons. One, it's a kind of abdication of journalistic and professional responsibility in the face of this overwhelming flush of patriotism. The second is, no network today wants to appear to be less than totally patriotic and totally cooperative with the government. But it's very, very tricky, and if you look upon it with any historical perspective, you know that you're on tricky terrain when you begin to make deals with the government.
Mr. Kalb, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Former diplomatic correspondent Marvin Kalb. He's the author of a new book, One Scandalous Story, about how the press covered the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal.